Chandika Krishna
Samuda Chandika Krishna
Madhavi Kunyaketi cha
Madhavi Kunyaketi cha
Maya Narayani Shani
Maya Narayani Shani
Sharaditambiketi cha
Sharaditambiketi cha
Namadheyani Kurvanti
Namadheyani Kurvanti
Stanani Chanara Bhuvi Durgeti Bhadrakaliti Vijaya Vaishnaviti cha Kumuda Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi cha Maya Narayani Shani Sharadit Yambiketi cha Namadeyani Kurvanti Dharani Chanaradimi
Durgeti Bhadrakaleti
Durgeti Bhadrakaleti
Vijaya
Vaishnaviti cha
Kumbhuda
Chandika Krishna Madhavi Kanyaketi cha Maya Maya Manishani Sharaditambiketi cha
Name Medani Bani Swanita
Namadhyani
Kurvanti
Chanarapati
Chanarapati
Mahakali
Vijayakrakaliti
Vijaye Vedatiti cha
Vijaye
Vedati cha
Umda Chandika Krishna
Umda Chandika Krishna
Madhavi Kanyakati cha
Manyava Kanyakiti cha
Maya Nageshini
Maya Nageshini
Sarde Nimbakati
Namadeyani Kurvanti Saranai Chandra Bhuvi Durgeti Bhadrakaliti Jaya Vaishnaviti cha Chandrika Krishna Kanyaketi cha
Maya
Manishani Sharade Jambiketi cha Namadiyani.
Different names.
Kurvanti.
Will give.
Stanani.
In different places.
Cha.
Also.
Naraha.
Persons interested in material enjoyment.
Bhuvi.
On the surface of the globe.
Durga iti.
The name Durga.
Bhadrakali iti.
The name Bhadrakali.
Vijaya.
The name Vijaya.
Vaishnavi iti.
The name Vaishnavi.
Cha.
Also.
Kumuda.
The name Kumuda.
Chandika.
The name Chandika.
Krishna.
The name Krishna.
Madhavi.
The name Madhavi.
Kanyaka iti. The name Kanyaka or Kanyakumari.
The name Kanyaka or Kanyakumari.
Cha. Also. Maya.
Maya.
The name Maya.
The name Maya.
Narayani.
Narayani.
The name Narayani.
The name Narayani.
Ishani.
Ishani.
The name Ishani.
The name
Sharada,
Sharada,
the name Sharada,
the name
Sharada. Iti,
thus,
Ambika,
Ambika,
the name Ambika,
Ambika.
Iti, also,
Cha,
and. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna blessed Maya Devi by saying, in different places on the surface of the earth, people will give you different names, such as Durga, Bhadrakali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandika, Krishna, Madhavi, Kanyaka, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, and Ambika. Purport. Because Krishna and his energy appeared simultaneously, people have generally formed two groups, the Shaktas and the Vaishnavas, and sometimes there is rivalry between them. Essentially, those who are interested in material enjoyment are Shaktas, and those interested in spiritual salvation and attaining the spiritual kingdom are Vaishnavas. Because people are generally interested in material enjoyment, they are interested in worshipping Maya Devi, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas, however, are Shuddha Shaktas, or pure Bhaktas, because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra indicates worship of the Supreme Lord's energy, Hara. A Vaishnava... Gore, please don't interrupt the purport, Gore. A Vaishnava prays to the energy of the Lord for the opportunity to serve the Lord along with his spiritual energy. Thus, Vaishnavas all worship such deities as Radha Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayana, and Rukmini Dwarakadish, whereas Durga Shaktas worship the material energy under different names. The names by which Maya Devi is known in different places have been listed by Vallabhacharya as follows. In Varanasi, she is known as Durga. In Avanti, she is known as Bhadrakali. In Orissa, she is known as Vijaya. And in Kalahapur, she is known as Vaishnavi or Mahalakshmi. The representatives of Mahalakshmi and Ambika are present in Bombay. In the country known as Kamarup, she is known as Chandika. And in northern India, as Sharada, and in Cape Komarin as Kanyaka. Thus she is distributed according to the various names in various places. Sri Vijaya Dwaya Tirthapad, in his Pararatnavali Tika, has explained the meanings of the different representations. Maya is known as Durga because she is approached with great difficulty, as Bhadra because she is auspicious, and as Kali because she is deep blue. Because she is the most powerful energy, she is known as Vijaya. Because she is one of the different energies of Vishnu, she is known as Vaishnavi. And because she enjoys in this material world and gives facilities for material enjoyment, she is known as Kumuda. Because she is very severe to her enemies, the Asuras, she is known as Chandika. And because she gives all sorts of material facilities, she is called Krishna. In this way, the material energy is differently named and situated in different places on the surface of the earth. The modern scholars, Indologists who specialize in the study of Indian culture and religion, they're of the opinion that the Shakta religion, the religion of worshipping Shakti, Devi, is modern, that it didn't exist in ancient times. Because their evidence is that in Bengal, the Shakta popularity of the Shakta religion is recent. Previous to that, most were either Orthodox Shaivites or else they were devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal. And that's a historical fact. The religion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most popular. And then there were also Shaktas and various demigod worships, but the Shakta worship was not prominent. But that's just local history. The fact is the worship of Durga goes back through time immemorial. Devi appeared as the sister of Krishna. Subhadra is both, as we explained, both the spiritual and the material potencies. But she exhibited her material form because most people in the material world want to enjoy the material facilities. And who do they go to? Just like a child goes to his mother to get what he wants. Mommy, I'm hungry, feed me. So they go to Ma and pray to Ma, you know, like a child demanding, you know, a hungry child demanding some sweet balls from his mother. So they're all worshiping Ma, Mommy. This is Durga. So it is popular, it's always been popular, and is a natural demand for Kali to manifest herself all over the place. Even in Vraja, many of the Vrajbasis, they worship Kali very devotedly, even though this is Krishna's place, and there's only one supreme Shakti here, and it's not Kali, it's Srimati Radharani. And even though they know that, they still go and worship Kali all over the place in Vraja, and what to speak of elsewhere. Other places, it's the predominant worship. You go to Madurai, the southern, what they call the southern Mathura, and the whole town is devotees of Durga. And there are other places. Yes? Oh, and I don't think there is an ISKCON in Madurai. I've been there. It's a nice town. Halfway between Bangalore and Rameshwara, going south. Halfway to Rameshwara is Madurai. Actually, halfway from Tiruchirupalli to Rameshwara is Madurai. In the middle of Tamil Nadu. Anyway, big city. Ancient city, because Lord Balaram visited there to see the deity of, who is it? Who's the deity in Madurai? I'm sorry, the big temple in Madurai? Meenakshi Devi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the presiding deity of the town.
At the Tirunavali?
No, at Madurai. Meenakshi Devi. And Lord Balaram went there when he went on his pilgrimage during the Battle of Kurukshetra 5,000 years ago. And it was already an ancient Tirtha 5,000 years ago. So it's not just that Subhadra appeared and then Kali became popular. She's been popular for millions of years. She goes back to the beginning of creation. She's the wife of Lord Shambhu, of Lord Shiva. And she's had her worshippers always. We were reading in the fourth canto when we were really chanting the verses about Parvati going to the sacrifice of Daksha and being insulted by her father and killing herself. So this is Durga. She was there, and she had her, when she went to the sacrifice, her many followers came with her, the gunas, her servants. So she has always had many followers and servants.
What about the thing? Then after that, she became Parvati or something like that.
Yeah, she took birth as the daughter of mountain Himavan.
But how could she take two births at the same time?
Not the same time. She gave up one body and took another birth.
Yeah, but then.
Because Lord Shiva has many incarnations, okay? He has thousands of incarnations, 64 primary incarnations. And every one of them has his wife. So Parvati appears as the wife of Lord Shiva in his different incarnations. But the difference between Shiva and Vishnu, as explained by Sanatana Goswami, is that Vishnu takes birth in many different species of life. He takes all sorts of different forms. He changes his form, even to different species. That's actually, externally, it's by the curse of Bhrigu Muni that he does that. Shiva doesn't change his form. He's the same Shiva, the same form of Shiva, but he appears in different jatis. He appeared as a fisherman because he cursed his wife to become a daughter of a fisherman, so he became a fisherman also to marry her. And he appears in different communities, but he's always the same species, same Lord Shiva. But he has 64 and actually thousands of incarnations. And so does Durga. So there are all the forms of Durga, the different wives of the different forms of Lord Shiva. Okay, Igor?
What about that most probably when he called, the same thing will be going on with the other Shivas, like following the main Shiva. Say like.
No, but they have different pastimes.
Say like the main Shiva is going to to marry Parvati. So all of them are going to marry.
No, but they all she appears as different people's daughters. She appeared as Bhrigu Muni's daughter also. And she appears in different families, different places to marry Lord Shiva again and again. Anyway, you can read it. You want to read all about that? Read the Devi Bhagavat Purana, read the Shiva Purana. What? They're authentic Puranas. Somebody should read them.
Okay. That's not my favorite.
She's a great devotee.
But she's not my favorite Devi.
Why not?
Because she's Durga. She's always killing the demons and
but we like to kill. Krishna is also killing demons.
But he's doing it without blood.
Without blood, sure. when he fought with who? Anyway, several times when he fought with Narakasura and others, Banasura, there was rivers of blood, with people's heads and arms floating in the river. So Krishna can also be very bloody, but actually Durga gets too bloody sometimes. Even Shankaracharya, although he promoted the Panchopasana, worship of your choice of five deities, and Durga's prominent on the list of five optional deities, but he preferred worshipping the more gentle forms of Durga, and he actually renovated many temples and replaced horrible forms with more acceptable forms. Shankaracharya. He promoted the worship of Durga in more gentle forms. But still people like to worship, like Kamakya Devi. Kamakya Devi is mentioned here, Kama Rupa. This is actually Guwahati, Assam. Our ISKCON temple is right across the river from the famous Kamakya Devi temple. Ancient temple. In 1819, I think the year, it was reopened. It had been closed for some time. And to commemorate the installation of the deity, they performed 108 human sacrifices.
Isn't sacrifice done there at Kamakya?
Okay, but at this time, in the opening, they, according to the historical record, they performed over 100 human sacrifices for the worship of the horrible form of Kamakya Devi.
Which year was it?
Where?
1819.
Yeah, the British were there. I don't know how they didn't stop it. But. And they're worshipping, you know, bloody way. I also saw the deity of Ramakrishna in Calcutta, famous Durga deity. They took me there. Some man took me there who claimed to be a life member. And I left my bag in the car. You know, he said, leave your bag in the car, let's go in the temple. And he took me in there, and they were killing, I don't know, goats or what, but there was blood all over the floor. And I didn't like it very much. I came out, the man was gone, and so was my bag. He stole all my money. So if some stranger offers you to take you to see Durga, don't go along with him. Okay. Any questions or comments?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why can't they just abolish Durga worship?
Who will do that?
No.
But you know, Krishna told Durga, "You go expand yourself, and people will worship you." So Krishna wanted that to happen.
But
why should we stop it if Krishna told Subhadra to start it? She didn't have to appear in those forms.
But I have one more question.
Yeah. No. But do you understand?
Yeah. But
okay.
How come that when the British were there? Did they volunteer for being sacrificed
themselves? No, the Dakus captured some people and killed them.
So the Dakus were doing the sacrifice?
No, the Dakus captured the people and sold them to the priests. Anyway, I think at that time Assam was still pretty wild. I don't think the British had control of Assam in the early, before 1820.
It still is.
Yeah?
It still is.
A wild place? I never went there, did you?
No.
Okay.
Bihar.
Assam is north of Bihar.
Well, whatever.
What is the fun of creating so many devis? On the other side, Krishna says, I should be worshipped, I am the Supreme. Then what is the fun of creating all these Maya Devis and Vaishnav Devi?
Because people simply don't listen to Krishna. He makes his recommendation. They say, well, okay, but we'd rather have someone else to worship who'll give us everything material. So Krishna, therefore, Krishna asked Yogamaya to expand herself in all these different forms to worship, to be worshipped by materialistic people, because there was a demand for that. Because people, despite his instructions in the Bhagavad Gita, they want to worship some gruesome demigoddess. You know, therefore he said, okay, he asked his sister, okay, you become this gruesome demigoddess. That's what people want, so I have to give them what they want. Krishna is simply responding to popular demand, despite his better recommendation. That's it.
One more question. Why does Krishna have to listen to the people? Yeah, rather the other way. He chooses to.
He doesn't want to force us. Love has to be voluntary, so he doesn't force us to surrender to him. We say, please surrender to me. If you don't want to, okay, here's Durga. You can play with Durga. That's it. It's our choice. Okay? You don't want to surrender to me, you can play with Maya.
You gotta tell
Krishna. That's why we chant Hare Krishna. Krishna, I don't want to play with Maya. Please.
Especially Durga. Never. I don't want to see a deity of Durga even.
Well, we have to offer respects.
Yeah.
Devi is also here. You know, Lord Mahadev is here and in his linga forms, we offer respects to them because they're protecting the dham. And his wife is also here. Devi's here. There's Manasi Devi over there at Manasi Ganga. We offer respects to her. No?
She's not Durga, is she?
You bet.
I'm not Devi.
Okay. Yeah, but that was before he got his... And she gave him the Gopal mantra and said, you fool, go to Vrindavan.
Then how could he go from wherever Mathura to Assam every day?
He went with his family because he wanted to make a lot of money.
He used to go every day to Assam.
No, he moved there. He left Mathura. And there wasn't enough money in Mathura, and he went to Guwahati to make money. He was greedy. His family didn't even like him because he was so greedy. And then one day, because he was worshipping Kamakya Devi very nice, he told him in a mantra, you idiot, take this mantra, Gopal mantra, and get out of here. Go to Vrindavan.
They say Kamakya.
Yes.
Kamakya Devi.
Kamakya, yeah. Kamakya, that's it. Yeah.
I heard one thing that the garland of skulls, the Lotita wears her apparently blues of poverty in her previous appearances, and because
Bhakti's
so dear, then he keeps them and he wears them as a garland.
Wears her skulls. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you hear that?
No. Okay. Here and now.
Yes, he told you, because Lotita doesn't die. She doesn't change her form. She always stays there.
Okay. She leaves. She's not Jivashak. She's Shakti Tattva.
Anyway, but that's what
she
told her.
It's
all your skulls.
Yeah, okay. She disappears. But.
What was that thing about
Brigham
Muni cursing
Lord Vishnu
to?
Oh, I think Padma Purana someplace. He cursed him to take 10 incarnations in different species of life.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And Parvati took birth as Bhrigu Muni's daughter.
There's a mention of it in Brihad Bhagavatamrita purport, but I can't trace out what form of poverty that might be.
Oh.
I couldn't find any record of it. It's just mentioned by Sanatana Goswami.
Oh, I see.
Hare? Hare Krishna. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.